Bookum Foundation. Officer Mark Kearney, welcome to the program. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being here. What is Bookum, the Bookum Foundation? Well, you know what? Before we do that, give us a Mark 101. Where are you from, and how'd you end up in Waynesboro working for the police department?
Oh, certainly. Well, I grew up in the state of Maryland, and when I was 19 years old, joined the Navy, became an electronic technician. And there, got my bachelor's degree in business, minored in accounting, ended up getting out to move to Southwest Virginia and relocated to the Shenandoah Valley about 11 years ago and ended up getting hired with the Waynesboro Police Department.
There you go. Well, y'all had a big chase the other night, didn't you? I remember reading about that.
I mean,
that's big news for Waynesboro, wasn't it?
That was. We usually don't have something like that in Waynesboro, but it happened, I think it was Monday night.
Yeah, and what happened? I know this isn't related to what we're talking about, but it was just a chase. Somebody was...
It was a routine traffic stop, and the driver of the vehicle ended up pulling a tire iron out and wanted to fight the officer. And then ran in the police car and then took off. And it was, I think the chase lasted about 12 minutes, and we had, I think it was 5 police cars got hit, and a couple officers got minor injuries.
Oh, my gosh. But everybody okay, though?
Everyone's okay.
Yeah. And well, I hope he's behind bars.
He is. Hopefully he'll stay there.
There you go. Well, that's why they make prisons.
That's it.
Little old Waynesboro. Who knew? So, Mark, what is the Bookum Foundation?
Okay, the Bookum Foundation, our goal with that is to promote literacy to help society out. You know, we found through studies, a lot of the prisoners in our prisons read at a low reading level, and a lot of them are high school dropouts. So our goal is to promote literacy. But we have our Bookum event coming up this Saturday. Kay Collins Middle School, 1625 Ivy Street, right in Waynesboro. And we're going to have about 60 authors in attendance. We have a few best-selling authors there and a wide variety of many different types of writers.
So what does the foundation do besides this festival coming up on Saturday, which we'll talk about in some detail? All of it, of course, is free. A lot of authors coming to Charlottesville. It's sort of a mini book festival in the fall. This is the 5th annual. It's coming up on Saturday. But what is it that the foundation does? You get books into the hands of needy kids. Is that right?
Right. We have several different programs. One of the programs is we have books that we, I go into schools when I'm off duty, and I have a publishing company that gives me books, and if I need to buy them, I buy them. And I distribute those to students, mainly in high schools, with the trying to encourage them to read more. And the series of books I give out, they've been highly successful. The kids seem to really love them. And just feedback I've gotten is like a lot of them are reading more. But also we work with the hand-in-hand with the police department and trying to get police officers, not just in Waynesboro, but around the country, try to get them into elementary schools to read to young children. Because if they see police officers reading, a lot of them, they try to copy us. And instead of trying to copy us by, as they say, chasing the bad guys, they'll sit down and they try to read a book. Because they think it's pretty cool that the police know how to read.
Where did this idea come from? Because this is your idea, right?
Right. I got the idea back in 2003. I was friends with an author. Her name's P.M. Terrell. And she approached me one day with having like a mini book fair. She said maybe get together half a dozen or so authors. And we'd have like a little book fair. And I took that idea and kind of ran with it and grew it to like it is today with about 60 authors coming to the event. But once I held that first event, I really got involved with these other literacy programs of getting police officers into schools to read, getting connected with that publishing company where I get books into the hands of kids. I've gone into several prisons and jails to talk with inmates about the importance of reading and education. And it's starting to branch out, and we're working on spreading the event and the programs nationwide, and it's slowly happening.
We're talking with Officer Mark Kearney of the City of Waynesboro Police Department. He is the founder and president of the Bookum Foundation, which is hosting its 5th annual festival this coming Saturday at the Kate Collins Middle School in Waynesboro. So give us the details about the festival. And am I right in saying it's sort of like a mini book festival, right?
Right. It's like a mini festival of the book. It's Kate Collins Middle School. Runs from 9:30 to 4:30. All the authors, we're going to set them up in the gymnasium, and they all have their tables with all the books available. 9:30 a.m. is when we have our opening ceremony, but then at 10 o'clock is when our talks and presentations and workshops kick off. And we'll run 3 talks per hour. They run for about 45 minutes. Every hour at the top of the hour, we'll start new talks. So from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., we have new talks starting every hour. But basically, it's a big book fair with the writers who wrote the books will be there. We'll have representatives from the police department there. We should have some police cars on display. The rescue squad is going to have a vehicle or two there. And it should just be a fun day for everyone, I believe.
So great place for a budding writer, which Charlottesville, of course, there's one on every block in this town.
Right.
And this is where they want to be on Saturday, I guess, is in Waynesboro.
Right, most definitely. Because this is sort of an event you can get upfront and personal with the authors. I know last year we had best-selling author Catherine Coulter in attendance. And some of the people that came to see her were amazed. They actually, you know, stood up next to her and chit-chatted with her for 10, 15 minutes at a time. Same with last year, we had author Ellen Hopkins in attendance. And I believe a lot of people, I got a lot of feedback. Many people just loved talking with her and sat down next to her and stood next to her and talked to her. And hopefully one day, you know, you talked about interviewing John Grisham. Hopefully one day we'll have John Grisham there. And if he did come, my guess is we'd have a long line. But the goal is to keep just to keep it all where it's all friendly and kind of like, you know, a laid-back event. But at the same time, there's some great authors there, many different writers where you can just meet them and chit-chat with them. And if you like their books, go ahead and purchase their books.
We're talking with Officer Mark Kearney. I noticed that this coming Saturday, again in Waynesboro, this festival is in Waynesboro at the Kate Collins Middle School. And we'll give you the website in just a minute. I noticed one of the authors that's going to be there is Alan Krugel. And he's bringing, this is really interesting, he's bringing a canine police dog, one of the very dogs that was searching the ruins of 9/11.
Right.
And he'll be bringing that dog with him to this festival on Saturday, which would be great for the kids if they want to come, you know, get your picture taken with a 9/11 canine.
Oh, most definitely. Alan Krugel, he flew here just last night, arrived here in Charlottesville at 9:30 this morning. I just saw him just a couple hours ago. He has his canine, Tommy. And like I said, Tommy was actually in the South Tower when 9/11 occurred, and there with his handler when the tower collapsed. And if Tommy could talk, he could just tell an amazing story. But what Alan Krugel did as the author, he wrote a book about Tommy, and he's telling Tommy's story from Tommy's perspective. And Alan is a great guy. He's very close with his dogs, and he knows how dogs think. And he basically took Tommy's words, if Tommy could talk, took his words and put them in story format and wrote this outstanding book.
That's great. What is the website so folks can get more information? And first, we want to remind them, all of this is free. You don't even need tickets. You just drive over to Waynesboro on Saturday and go to any of the events. It's all free. Doors are open. Just come and go as you want.
Right. Right. And the website is bookemfoundation.org. Bookemfoundation.org. And on there, if you click on the Waynesboro event, because we do have several Bookems around the country, click on the Waynesboro event and look at authors appearing. And you can see pictures and bios of all the authors who are attending. And also right on the homepage, you can click and you'll pull up the schedule of events for the day.
That is the Bookem, B-O-O-K-E-M, bookemfoundation.org. Officer Mark Kearney, founder and president. The event is coming up this Saturday, October 18th, at the Kate Collins Middle School. It gets going at, what time? 10 o'clock? Or?
Kicks off at 9:30.
Okay. And events are running all day long.
That's correct.
There you go. Thank you, Mark, so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Again, it's bookemfoundation.org. A